Excellent. I've just recorded some bits so that we can get this out of the way, if you like. We can launch straight into it.
Excellent. You're really on the ball today.
I try.
How are you settling in, anyway?
Mate, I think I just felt it 5 minutes ago. I think I'm home. I'm good.
Good. Yeah, change of pace.
Oh, it takes time. Takes time.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
It's hard, but I struggle with working with these computer screens. I mean, you've been in here before. It's quite dark and grey, and I've just got these four little spotlights over me, and I really struggle with the computer screens and the lack of light in here, but they're fixing that for me soon.
Oh, I hope so. Mm. There's no need for it.
No.
If you're on TV or anything.
Righty-o. Let's roll the tape. Shane Broad, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Lee. Thanks for having me on again.
No, not a worry. Now, we know that it's the busy end of the year. Wrapping things up with Parliament, have you done and dusted down south yet?
We've still got tomorrow. We're sort of in the last phase, and then next week there's government business enterprise scrutiny, so that's things like going over Hydro's books, TAS Network, TT Line, public trustee.
Oh, snooze fest, yeah. Shane.
Yeah, no, I'm asleep already. So go through the annual report, go over the tables and figures and then try and figure out, where things are being hidden or how the business is going. So, yeah, but that's all next week. This week we're wrapping up, yeah. So I've just looked over the, because it's been a bit of a funny year, obviously, where we had an election and then, on the Labor side, we had, obviously some leadership challenges and changes. And I'm just going over the bills that we've passed this year, and there actually hasn't been that many of them. I think we've had a look at it, and there's only been something like 29 bills passed, which is well and truly below what's normal, even in an election year.
Yeah.
So it's been a pretty slow year in Parliament.
What are we paying yous for?
Well, we don't run the show in terms of putting the legislation up, but I was just looking at the some of the things that the government are claiming to be highlights. So obviously the highest profile one was the changes to Pokies, which is Future Gaming Market Bill, which we'll probably dust off tomorrow. The upper house has now passed the legislation with amendments, and when that happens, it's got to come back into the lower house to us for it to be finally ticked off. So I think that's going to happen tomorrow. That's sort of been the highlight. But, I mean, the other things that they're talking about are the e-scooters legislation, which is which now you'll be allowed to ride electric scooters on footpaths, and they're putting that up as one of the highlights. So I don't think there's been that much exciting that I can remember this year. So it's been a very strange year.
So just on this e-scooter thing, I've seen people riding around on electric scooters for yonks. Has it been illegal?
Well, yeah, we've had to put the legislation through to make it legal. So I don't know, if you'd had a prang or something, maybe you could have been in a bit of trouble, but that's now passed. But we'll probably look forward to a few more people in the emergency room, because when it's sort of got going in places like Canberra, there's been a good few prangs, but hopefully people are sensible and
What about these people that get around on normal push bikes, but they've got chainsaw engines on them or something, and they all ride around with motorbike helmets on these tiny little push bikes with engines? What's with that?
I'm not sure about that one. I know there's a guy who goes along Formby Road all the time. I'm not sure what they come under, but they look like they're a bit of a homemade job, some of them.
Yeah, they're so noisy.
The e-scooters are pretty groovy, really.
Yeah.
You see the guys with like a skateboard, and there's no handle or anything, and they must have some sort of little trigger device in their hand to make it go faster and slower. But anyway, hopefully I don't run into them on a dark night. But,
So have you put your order in for Christmas?
Well, that's a pretty good idea, actually. If Santa's listening, then, maybe it'll look good under the tree.
Yeah.
But it just sort of goes to show that it's probably, there hasn't been a lot of excitement apart from Pokies, but there's a couple of things that we haven't seen that we were supposed to. There's the container refund scheme, which it looks like now that we probably won't get through, because our government is spending their last time in the upper house debating the TAFE changes. So we haven't seen any electoral reform, so there was supposed to be something about donation laws, and we haven't seen that. And we haven't seen anything about the anti-protester legislation that was an election promise. So maybe we'll get busier next year, Lee.
Yeah, well, if the last 12 months is anything to go by, I'm buggered if I know what to expect for the next 12 months, let's be honest.
Yeah, well, it's the old saying, one day a rooster, the next day a feather duster. things can change really quickly in politics. I mean, last election cycle, we saw a whole heap of people resign. We saw Adam Brooks go, we saw Reen Hitting. Maybe we'll see that again too, but, you know, who knows? These things can change. Some people have a bit of time off over Christmas and then think, you know, maybe I should be doing something else. But, yeah.
Hey, while I've got you, quite a contentious issue here on the northwest coast, particularly in around Burnie, and that's the courthouse. Like this, it seems like it's a town being bullied from down south.
I agree. I think I'd describe it as complete stupidity. We've sort of seen decisions like this, and Elise Archer's the Attorney General, and she really digs her heels in on stuff like this, but it's just really silly. So I used to actually work up at Moorville Road, where they opposite the TAFE, and it's sort of in a residential zone, and it's just not suitable. The worst thing is that it's harder to get to. So a lot of people who end up in the court system are relying on public transport from all across the northwest. So then all of a sudden you've got to get extra buses to get up there. But the other thing, I think the stupidest thing, is that it's going to raise the legal bills of everybody, because all the lawyers have got to get into a car and drive up to Moorville Road from all their offices, which are all in town. So someone's going to pay for that, and it'll be the client. Whereas at the moment, the lawyers just go out the front door, walk 100 metres and go to the court, and then they can be back and see more people and then go back to court. What this does is it's going to literally increase the price that people have to pay for a lawyer. It's ridiculous. It's got to be in the centre of town, and they haven't really looked at all the options, I'm sure.
No, and Ken Dorsey's on the warpath as well, and rightly so, with some good suggestions to reinvigorate Burnie CBD. And just going back on that model that's worked for how many towns across Australia for how many decades/centuries, the courthouse is in the middle of bloody town.
That's right. It works really well. So I wouldn't have minded if they said, look, we're going to go up to Moorville Road while we demolish the old courthouse, because the old courthouse does have problems. While we demolish it and rebuild, we'll just be up at Moorville Road for a couple of years while we're doing this demolition and rebuild. They would have been perfectly sensible and fine, instead of saying, oh, look, you know, originally they said they were doing it to try and save money, and it's gone from a $15 million project to a $40 million project. So it's going to cost $40 million to refurbish a building, to fix up a building. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Surely you could demolish the old courthouse and rebuild, or rebuild somewhere else in the CBD.
Is she personally involved here? I don't get why she's digging her heels in. Like, you've got a whole town trying to fight back, yet pushing forward with the pens anyway. I really don't get it.
I'm dumbfounded as well. Absolutely dumbfounded. And I think they'll find that you don't really want a courthouse up in a residential area. You don't want it out of town. It's obvious that she hasn't actually considered all the options. And we're saying, who have you consulted? Well, and the answer is, well, when we put in a development application, you can put in a representation. You know, like, that's going to change her mind. So I think, the community's rightly up in arms about this, and I'd encourage everybody to get in contact with Elise Archer and let them know how they feel, because I know we're getting people talk to us about it, but to me it just doesn't make any sense at all. It's just sheer stupidity.
And on that note, a lot of people mightn't realise that they are more than welcome to write into our local politicians and voice their concerns. That's what you're here for, right?
Yeah, that's a massive part of my job. Yeah, and that's what we get elected for. And you can change things too. Don't underestimate the power of getting in touch with politicians. Otherwise, you know, one thing that I'd say is, if I don't know, I can't help as well. But in this case, you know, I know all about it. But sometimes if people have got issues that I don't know about, then I can't help them. But if they come to me, then, you know, we'll see what we can do. But yeah, you're right. That's a large part of my job, is helping people out on day-to-day stuff, as well as bigger issues like, you know, the government trying to build a courthouse in the wrong spot.
Mm. All right, we might leave it there, actually.
Yeah, no, thanks very much.
No, not a worry. It's
always a pleasure.
I'm not sure if we'll catch up before Chrissy. If not, have a merry one to you and yours.
Yeah, you too. I think we probably get one more.
One more, do we? Okay.
Depending on when you get leave, but yeah.
Yeah, that's another issue. Good on you, Shane Broad. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, Lee. Appreciate it.